Choices. Life is full of choices, isn't it? I know that recently Karina's had to think about, oh, which way do I travel when I go to Europe now? We have to think, oh, am I going to go through the Middle East? It's probably not a good idea. You know, there's other choices in life too, aren't there? Which, will you camp or are you going to go to a hotel? Will you take that promotion or not? Will you take the job or not? And I think life just bombards us with these choices, doesn't it? And as we come into our third verse for the Romans Road, I think it actually outlines two ways that we can live. The verse itself actually doesn't challenge us. It just states truths of living with God or without God. But as it does that, it presents us with a choice, doesn't it? Are you going to live your life without God, or are you going to live your life with God? The verse that we're looking at today connects in really well with what we saw on Friday. On Friday, we looked at who people are. We saw that people are sinners, and then we saw who God is, and we saw that God is a loving God. And our first point for today, for today's verse, is that if we remain in our sin, well, then we deserve death. It says in the verse that the wages of sin is death. We've looked at what sin is on Friday, living in rebellion against God. You might remember Jen, she turned her back. It's a way of expressing how we live in rebellion against God. We turn our back on him. We're not living his way. And now we see that if we continue in that rebellion against God, verse 23 of our verse today says, well, the wages of sin is death. So what are wages? Well, wages are what we receive for services rendered, aren't they? When you do something like turn up to work, do a day's work, then your employer is obligated then to pay you for what you've done. When I was a printer, the hours I worked, I got paid for. So if it was a normal week, it was 37 and a half hours. I always clocked on and clocked off at work. But if I stayed longer, 40, 45, 50 hours, that was great. I'd get extra money. My boss would give me extra pay, give me extra money for the work that I was doing. I didn't do it for the love of the job. It was about getting a wage. And that wage was deserved because my employer had an obligation to give me that wage. But imagine if your boss decided not to give you your pay. How would you respond? You'd probably stay home. Maybe you'd slow down first. Slow down a little bit. Maybe you'd then stay home. You'd complain. You'd want your money. And I think the reason we feel so strongly about it is because we feel like, well, this is an obligation from our employer to actually pay us. Now, as we look at the wages of sin, the Bible here says that death is deserved. This is the wage of our sin. Now, Paul is the author of the book of Romans, and he's been telling them since chapter 3 that if they believed in Jesus, they need to live a life according to the promises of God. He's been telling them to live rightly. In Romans 6 verse 1, our first chapter first verse of this chapter says, if you are forgiven, you should not go on sinning, or should you go on sinning, so that you might receive more grace or more forgiveness. He says it again in verse 15 as well. And Paul says, no, that's not right. It means you haven't understood what it means for Jesus to have died for your sin. So by the time we get to this point in chapter 6, Paul has explained that a life lived for Jesus under the grace of Jesus is a life that leads to eternal life. That's the second half of the verse, and we will get there. But we need to understand that what we deserve because of our sinful nature, you might remember I talked about the dog that jumped the fence. This is the dog not naturally wants to jump over the fence. We looked at that on Friday. We naturally want to rebel. And this verse is saying if we continue to remain in that state, then death is what we deserve. We all deserve. That's what we deserve at the end of our lives. But as a result of sin in this world, the wage for remaining in our sin is actually eternal separation from God. And that's the death he's talking about here. Now, I think some people would go, living without God is not a bad thing. I don't mind living without God in this world. I'm happy as I am, and they believe that there maybe is no God. But the reality is we have actually got a theological term to express that actually there are good things in this world and that God is involved in everything good for everyone all over this world today. It's called common grace. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of the expression common grace, but that grace is a gift that all people receive. We see the word grace appear in the second half of our verse here, the gift of God, that's his grace. But right now, what I'm speaking about is a different type of grace. It's a common grace that's available to all people everywhere. And it speaks about his provision to all people without discrimination. Think of the sun, the heat from the sun, plants and food, fruit and vegetables, all good things, and they're available to both wicked and good people. We turn to people and we think about our friendships that we have, family that we love, people that care for us. And all of these things are connected to God's common grace for all people. Now, it's common grace because it's common. It's for everyone, available to all people equally. And all these good things are from God. But this verse describes the wages of sin as death. And this means separation from God. Therefore, even what we experience today as common grace, or you might think as good things in this world, well, even they will be removed from people who continue to live a life of sinfulness, live in rebellion to God. If we remain bound to our sinful nature, then the wages of sin is death. And so what we're talking about here is hell, isn't it? That's what we're talking about. I know it's Resurrection Sunday, but this is the message of Romans 6:23. This isn't just talking about the fact that because sin entered the world, everyone will die. That is a truth, but that's not the truth it's talking about here. It's talking about those who continue to live against God's way, that the wage for living in your sinful ways is eternal separation from God. For the wages of sin is death. Now, that's the first point. Now, you might think, well, this is a little unfair. I mean, a wage seems to be a positive thing, and yet what we receive as a wage here is very negative. And it's negative because sin is a serious problem. So serious that it deserves death, total separation from God. But thankfully, there's a second half of this verse. And the second half, as you can see, starts with a but. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And here the comparison maybe stands out a little bit stronger between that eternal separation from God and eternal life with God. We've seen the wages of sin is death. Now we see the gift of God is eternal life. And looking at this, we need to remember that sinners deserve death. But, or however, or yet, or on the other hand, the gift of God is eternal life. So even though we deserve death, God has a gift which leads to eternal life. A life enjoying the good things we now enjoy, but I would imagine even better than that. It's actually enjoying them perfectly and completely. And that's the gift that God has for all people. I mean, it's great, isn't it? I mean, when does someone give you a gift like that? It was my birthday recently, and someone bought me a big Toblerone. It was one of these big long ones with three Toblerones in it. Why did they give me that present? Why did they do that for me? Well, maybe they like me. Maybe thinks I like gifts. It came with a great card as well. I loved it. Why did I get that? all I did was I just lived another 365 days. And yet I got this gift. There was nothing I did to deserve it. And that happens when we get other gifts that we don't deserve. When we get flowers unexpectedly. If you didn't do anything for them, like, well, what are the flowers for? Oh, no reason. I just wanted to give you flowers. Many gifts we don't deserve. We haven't earned them. And it's a gift, isn't it? It's a wonderful gift. And I think this is what the verse is talking about here. The gift of God. It's an undeserved, unexpected gift from God, and the gift is eternal life. And it's a stark contrast to the beginning of the verse, isn't it? Because of our rebellion, we deserve death. However, this verse says that we have been given eternal life by the grace of God, which is a gift. It's undeserved. It's not merited. And it's ours. Or is it? Or is it? Well, if we read the end of the verse, then we'll notice that there is a condition on this verse, and that is the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, what does it mean to be in Christ Jesus? See, to be a follower of Jesus Christ, or to be in Christ Jesus, means to be a follower of Jesus. And that's the condition, I think, that's placed on this verse here. If you're a follower of Jesus, you will receive eternal life. This is the gift. So to live as though you are in Christ would mean to live with Jesus as Lord of your life. Now, we haven't really talked about Jesus much today. It is Resurrection Sunday. It's the day we remember the resurrection of Jesus. And Friday was Good Friday, his death. 3 days later, today, we celebrate his resurrection, that he rose from the grave. The tomb is empty. His grave clothes are lying empty on the floor. And our verse says, if you're in Christ Jesus our Lord, which is another way of saying, if you trust that his sacrifice covers over all your sin, then the gift that God offers is yours. Sin is serious and it deserves eternal death. However, God sent his son Jesus, who died on the cross, so that we might have eternal life. And when we say yes to to Jesus being Lord of our life, we receive eternal life. Now, you might be thinking, oh, that's fantastic. I'm free because of Jesus, and now I can live how I want. Not quite. To say yes to Jesus means actually giving your whole life to him. Jesus died so that we might have eternal life. And if we believe that he is Lord, then the word Lord means actually we want to submit to him. Submit to him, listen to him. We live our life in response to what his Bible, his word says to us. Now, if this has happened for you, then you will know that your whole life has changed. It means that you have given yourself to him. And yes, there's a price to pay. You're submitting everything about yourself to him. But it's really a minimal price, isn't it, for eternal life. Like our verse says, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So what this means for us is that we have a choice to make. We have two options before us, don't we? To rebel against Jesus, to live as though we are God and continue to live our sinful ways, or to be in Christ and to live with Jesus as Lord and Saviour, as our Lord and Saviour. Now, the first option, to rebel against Jesus, is easy. All you need to do is reject Jesus, reject that he died for you, and continue to live in rebellion against God. However, you might think, well, I'm okay. I don't need to have anyone as Lord of my life. And maybe I'm going to walk out of here and continue to do good things and get to heaven. And you might think that doing good things like giving to the poor or the salvos, you know, looking after the environment or recycling or walking instead of driving your car, you know, but being kind to those you meet, looking after the sick, and we could create a massive list of things that are good things to do. And you might think, well, I've done all those things, surely that's enough. Now, all these things are good things, We should be doing things like that. But what does the verse say? Does it say the good things you do are the way to eternal life? Is that the gift of God? If you do good things, you will receive the gift of God. No, it doesn't. The Bible says here that if you reject Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, you not only die in this world, but you will suffer an eternal death. That's what the verse says. It doesn't matter how many good things we do, we will never be good enough to get into heaven. If we do not accept Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, then we will suffer an eternal punishment. That's the first option here. The second option is to say to Jesus, say yes to having Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. We can choose to be in Christ, like our verse says here, live with him as Lord of our life. And if we do choose to Jesus to be Lord of our life, then the verse says that we will receive the gift that God is offering, which is eternal life. Now, receiving this gift and choosing eternal life means to repent of living your own way and turning towards Jesus and living his way. Will you somehow become perfect? No, you'll still be like me, still a sinner. But do we continue to intentionally turn to sin? No. We do what we can because to avoid sin, because it's our response to the gift that we've already received. Jesus will forgive us because he died on the cross for our sins. And for all who say yes to Jesus, they will be pardoned for their sins. I like that idea that when, you know, if we die, it's like going to be in this courtroom and you sit at the defendant's table and God is there and he says, you know, I find you guilty of sinning against me. You deserve death. And if you're not in Christ, this is the punishment that you deserve. However, if you have repented and believed in the Lord Jesus, then God will say, I find you guilty of sinning against me. And you deserve death, but instead of getting what you deserve, Jesus stands up and says, no, I will take the punishment for his sin. Let him go. I know him or know her. I died for them on the cross. He can have eternal life with me. And that's the choice we're left with today, isn't it? To rebel against Jesus and receive the wages of sin, which is death, or to be in Christ and receive the gift of eternal life, which is life, eternal life in Christ. Like our verse says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, we're learning these five verses to help us share the good news of Jesus with those around us. Now, in this verse, we're told that there are two ways to live. To live according to our sinful nature or to trust Jesus and receive the gift that he freely offers. Now next week we're going to hear more. Come back. Hear more about what God has done to bring us into his family. Well, let's pray. Father God, we've been confronted today with two ways to live. To live according to our sinful nature and receive eternal punishment, or to receive the gift that you freely offer. Lord, that we ask that you work in our hearts, the hearts of your people here today. Help them to know and trust that the death and resurrection of Jesus was not something done in vain. It was done to bring us eternal life through Jesus Christ. And it was because of Jesus that the way is opened up for us to be in relationship with you. We can be your children. We can receive all the promises of being your children because of this amazing sacrifice that we're celebrating today. Lord, we ask that as we come to the Lord's Supper now, that you open our hearts to know what it means to trust you, to live in obedience to you. And Lord, as we celebrate, will you quiet our hearts and still our minds and help us to see that only through the death and resurrection of Jesus are we safe in you. And we pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.